Neighborhoods across the state are humming as AC units operate nonstop, pushing cold air into homes and businesses. Many of us also run fans to keep that cool air moving, along with our television sets, computers, and appliances. And with temperatures expected to peak today, Thursday, and Friday, electrical demand will only increase. So can utilities manage, or can we expect rolling blackouts here? Let's start with SWEPCO. Southwestern Electric Power Company serves 520,000 customers in Louisiana, parts of Texas, and Arkansas. Spokesperson Scott McLeod.
So far, the highest load on SWEPCO's system was on June 30th, and we are just under 2% under our projected load for the summer. So we have not had any rolling blackouts. In fact, we've never had rolling blackouts in the company's 99-year history. We've come close a number of times, and we have asked customers to conserve voluntarily on about three occasions, but we've never had to actually have controlled outages, as we call them. Our more familiar term is the rolling blackout.
Good news, right? Imagine not having air conditioning right now, or fans, or a refrigerator. Yikes. McLeod suggests ways to keep cool.
Use drapes, blinds to keep southern and western exposures. Also keep the thermostat around 76 to 78. Each degree below that adds about 8% to your energy cost. Also change air conditioning filters. They add about 5% to your cooling cost if you have dirty filters, so they need to be changed every month.
Keeping the thermostat set a bit higher also places less demand on utilities. McLeod says proper caulking and weather stripping really help trap cool air inside, as do landscaped shade trees and shrubs. In fact, a shaded AC unit will save energy, which can lower half our electric bill.
They can actually help lower about half the bill. The other half, just under half of it, is from fuel, which is direct pass-through. We burn fuel to make electricity that the customers use, and then we pass those costs on to the customer with no benefit to the company. So you do control about half your electric use.
But if all of us use as much electricity as we want, that pushes up what's called the peak load. Penny Storms is spokesperson for Ozarks Electric, based in West Fayetteville. It serves 62,000 homes, farms, businesses, and industries in northwest Arkansas and western Arkansas and Oklahoma.
Actually, we're doing very well. In the last couple of years, the bulk transmission grid has been somewhat upgraded, and all of our substations, our electrical substations, are connected with SCADA, which is an electronic program so that we can read and monitor all of the substations, every circuit actually in each of our substations, to know where the load is and to make sure it's balanced and that sort of thing, so that we don't have momentary outages or prolonged outages because of load factor.
And the highest load?
The peak is reached sometime between about 4 in the afternoon and about 6 or 7 at night. And it is that time of day when, A, the temperature is very, very elevated. It may be the highest temperature of the day at that point. And most people are returning home from work, so everybody needs to get some things done like laundry and cook dinner and, you know, start the dishwasher and those kinds of things that consume more power. So when everybody does, or they turn their air conditioner down also, you know, they've had it at 80 during the day, but when they get home, they put it on 70 or 72. So all of those compressors that kick on at the same time, and the refrigerator doors that open and close to prepare meals, all of those things require more energy. So when everybody does that at the same time, it puts a load on the system.
As you heard Scott McLeod say, customers on rare occasions are asked to voluntarily reduce electrical demand to help utilities manage those peak loads. But Penny Storm says that's something we can routinely do.
Do things like delaying the washing of those dishes or doing laundry, drying clothes, that sort of thing, until later in the evening, usually after 7 or 8 p.m., because by that time the sun is going down, the peak temperature has fallen off, and so the demand has also been reduced. The thing about that is, as well, your comfort level will be increased whenever you're not running things that require a lot of heat.
Penny Storm says in her home, she uses window shutters to deter solar gain, sets her thermostat at 80 degrees when she leaves home, 77 degrees when she's around. And rather than firing up her oven when she gets home, she prepares meals often on the weekend in the cool of the evening, then heats up her meals weekdays after work in the microwave. That's a good strategy. If we all practice energy conservation in the long run, we collectively save money, Storm said.
Yes, but there is plenty of electricity out there. We do ask people to conserve during the heat of the day, basically to keep from setting a higher peak, because once a peak on our system, once we attain a certain level, like we go over the peak from last year, then we are billed accordingly for 12 months. Whatever our peak in a 12-month period is, we pay for that for a year until a new peak is set, or that peak has fallen off and we go back to a lower setting. These days, in the 100-degree temperature, it's very likely that we will be, you know, having a higher peak for a year, because we have actually set a new peak this year already at 272 megawatts on the system, as opposed to, I think, last year's peak was maybe around 266, I think.
Hero Electric Cooperative, a nonprofit electric utility based in Berryville, services a portion of North and Northwest Arkansas and Southwest Missouri. It's the largest cooperative in Arkansas. The member-owned utility does a remarkable job every winter maintaining its rugged rural electrical grid despite heavy ice and snow events. And this summer, demand is way up. Nancy Plagey is Director of Corporate Communications.
Well, our loads, of course, are up. I've looked at our information over the last few days and compared it to last year, and it looks like our entire system loads are up about 14.5% over last year at this time. The system itself is holding up very well. We've had minimal outages based on the high electrical demands, but typically the high loads either in summer or winter will help you find your system weaknesses, clamps that have weakened because of load or whatever. But we have had a few very minimal things happen in the last, during July, it looks like. But we're in very good shape.
The utility also conducts energy conservation outreach.
And we do free home energy audits to all of our consumers that are interested in becoming more efficient. We teach them how to do that in their particular home and show them their home's needs for increased efficiency.
Nancy Plagey practices what she preaches, delaying electrical consumption in her home to later in the day and setting her thermostat a bit higher. But she takes it one step further.
I use my clothesline a lot. I encourage other people to do that too and avoid the use of their dryers, because this nice hot summer heat will dry your clothes very quickly outdoors.
So no hot dryer heat in her air-conditioned house. Plus, her laundry smells summer fresh. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.